The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. Todd Mitchell, who's the beneficiary today of that peach cream cheese pie. One of our fine listeners. So you ready to hit the fridge a little later, the break room, partake?
Yes. I'm relieved to know it's actually, I haven't been over there, but we've got a big enough fridge that if you want to hide something in there, you can actually hide it, and people won't discover it. It's amazing.
And this, by the way, was no easy feat, just so you know, because the pie needed to be refrigerated. So, you know.
Well, the clever thing to do is to get that those sandwich bags that look like moldy sandwiches, so people look at it.
No, wait till you see.
Oh, I'm not going to see that.
It wouldn't even fit in a sandwich bag. They don't make them big enough. It's a monster.
Well, in this case, it would be, a bigger bag. But she also
Sheila
did mention
Moffitt,
that she,
by the way, what?
Sheila mentioned that she was going to hit us up at the North Coast State Fair, because I know I'll be up there a week from Wednesday with the Game and Fish guys kind of hanging out at their pond and stuff. And she said, I'll bring some pie by then. So
there's a photo.
Always good to have
that
second round of pie ready to come out, you know?
Exactly. Anyway, thanks to Sheila Moffitt of Minot, who is the award-winning pie maker of the peach cream cheese pie, had won a number of awards at Huskfest and at the State Fair, and prompted us to say, it's maybe time to revisit the pie tasting contest. So we're working on that. And some others on Facebook agreed over the weekend. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. Drew Wrigley, too busy for us today, the Attorney General, maybe he's gone big time now because of the whole Paul McCartney thing. So.
Maybe he's trying to get his hearing back.
In fairness to him, we did suggest this rather late, last night, once we found out he met Sir Paul. But anyway, we'll schedule that for another time. We have lots of time to get to your calls on any and all topics today on What's on Your Mind. We're going to finish our conversation from last hour, however, on financing flood protection in Fargo Moorhead, specifically the $1.8 billion diversion project that is certainly on the radar of everyone watching water issues throughout the state. And so we'll continue with our guests here. Any questions or comments you have for them, they'll be here for one more segment, and then we'll get back to the phones on any and all topics. David in San Francisco is still ticking people off, too. Specifically on his comments about Barry Goldwater and the Vietnam War. So a few comments coming in off here. We'll get to those as we go throughout the morning. Here's how you join us, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Just to reset, we're talking today about a new proposal by proponents of the flood diversion that would protect folks in the Fargo-Moorhead area from future floods. $1.8 billion project. The proposal that's new is one that would allow for a fast track of the project to get it built, but using a collateral mechanism of special assessments. What the proponents are saying is the collateral system, actually the special assessment, is there to allow the fast track of the financing of this, but ultimately the special assessments will not be levied because the mechanism to pay this is the sales tax. So it would be a fallback, if you will, that if the funds were not there from the sales tax to finance this, then the special assessments would kick in. But what they're telling us is that's not anticipated to happen. Anyway, so that's the debate. Explaining all this for us today is Mark Broadshaw, who is the head of the Cass County Joint Water Board, chair of the Diversion Assessment Committee, and Dustin Goverlow, managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Group, who's just saying this is worrisome for taxpayers opposing this financing mechanism. So you're hearing on both sides of this debate today. All right. So before the break, Dustin raised some issues that you needed to address, Mark, specifically, just to recap the question?
I guess question was, what can property owners take to the bank? We're promising or making the statement that sales tax is going to make the payments on their behalf, and they won't have to pay them, but there's still a liability out there for them. And that is a concern for us. We have to be clear in our messaging that, you know, our projections show that sales tax can make the annual payments on bonds, but it's still out there. And if something changes, if the economy goes into a slower period, growth in sales tax revenue isn't as great as it used to be, or if we end up at the, you know, we're talking a range of $450 to $900 million is what we've been talking about for potential bonds. If we end up at the high end of that range, the sales taxes would need to be extended in order to cover the payments. So at the high end of the range, something would have to change. Otherwise, the special assessments would kick in. So it's a part of our duty to be clear that, you know, we're projecting that sales tax can make the payments, but there is a contingent liability out there that property owners could end up being paying at least part of the assessment.
Dustin, there's your answer. Any comment?
Well, I think that it, saying we're never going to collect this, but there's a contingency situation where we could, that's the problem that property owners should worry about. And yeah, I know in the article they called it an uncertified special assessment. Well, what's the process for certifying it so that it does have to be paid? Are the people going to be asked that question on the ballot later on if it comes down to that, or will it just be an automatic vote of the board? I think that this really comes down to answering questions and whether there is an impact on the economy. This plan, is there a situation where these liabilities could impact the property market in Fargo-Moorhead and in Cass County in general, that it could create a situation where there's an economic impact of these special assessments? Whether it's real or not, there could be a perception. And, you know, we all know that the economy is half perception and half psychological anyway in most cases. And so what are the firewalls against this financial proposal actually having an impact on the economy, even if nobody ever has to pay these special assessments? Where is the contingency for that?
All right, a few questions in that, Mark.
Yeah, I should mention also that on the macro scale, there would likely be some sort of a pledge type of document that would pledge the sales tax revenue from the city and the county to the bond repayments. So there would be some legal documents likely in order to satisfy bondholders and make them willing to buy the bonds for these. So on a global scale, there would be some legal commitment from the city and county. But on the individual property owner's side, they are going to have some risk, however slight, to do that. As far as the economic impact of having kind of this contingent liability out there, that it's probably real. Like it probably affects homes with large specials now. Homes that have no specials, maybe it gets factored into the sales price versus a house with large specials. But in the new growth areas of Fargo and West Fargo, there's some, you know, huge specials on houses, and it seems like they get snapped up also. So
only a couple of minutes left here, but Dustin, is your point rather than go with this rather creative financing proposal that just take longer to get the thing built?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think that it's going to take long enough to get built the way it is, but the property owners that are backing this and the local taxpayers need to know what they're actually paying for. And the idea that this is only contingent upon the sales tax not generating, well, it's also contingent upon the project staying within budget. And we all know government projects do not have a good track record, if any, of staying on budget and on time. And so if this project goes 20 or 30% over, is that part of the contingency as well? Because it's one thing to rely and say that this is only contingent upon the revenue stream on the sales tax side, but what if the cost factor is higher? Is that also a trigger for this becoming an actual liability? And so those various questions need to be answered.
Okay, another call from a listener here, too.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? I just wanted to suggest that the condition the economy is in and if it would really go south, which I mean, if you don't look at the bright sunshine every day and a little gloom and doom added here, that maybe it would really go south. So then sales are going to drop. There'd be no sales tax revenues. So then in a bind, the property owners would be stuck with more taxes. That never happened.
All right. About 30 seconds for your answer, Mark. And maybe you want to wrap in a comment to finish for Dustin, too.
Well, we need to predict the future, and usually you fall back on what's happened in the past. So you look back on history in Fargo-Moorhead and sales taxes, and there is some years where there is no growth, but generally sales taxes have grown every year, and you apply a trend line to it. You can argue, is it going to grow at 3% or 5% over the next 20 or 30 years is probably the range of probable outcomes, but we have to recognize it could not grow for a year or two in there.
So. All right, we'll keep watching this. Two perspectives on this creative finance proposal for the Diversion Project. Thank you both for your time today. Mark, Dustin, thanks. Back to your calls next on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Hi, Mike Penz with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Smell the barbecue already. Yeah, we're a ways away from the Cookfest. Kenmare tomorrow. Dunn Center on Thursday for the 6th Annual Bach and Rocks Cookfest. And if you've not been to one of these, basically what it is a lot of free food, a great barbecue, and it's a competition. So a number of folks that work in the oil and gas industry throughout North Dakota, for instance, in Kenmare, Alliance Pipeline and Neighbors Drilling, Ballantyne Oil and Gas, Navarra Environmental Solutions team up, Continental Resources and Ballon Valves and Gold Wireline, Eagle Operating and Wyoming Casing, Enbridge and Spartan Engineering and Minnesota Limited, Endura Resources and Fortis Energy Services, EOG and MBI, Hess and Halliburton, Oasis and WellPro, Petrohunt and Purity Oilfield Services in Whiting and Weatherford. They team up, okay? So, you know, 10 or so different cook-off teams, and, you know, they're getting the best recipes, they're getting the best, you know, all the goodies, and then they serve it up. So 4 to 7, and they have live entertainment and lots of fun. They also do Bach and Basics education series in both communities, 2:30 at the Kenmare City Hall on tomorrow, and then in Dunn Center at Marathon at 2:30. Those are great. They really are. Great information. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting, Justin Kringstead from the North Dakota Pipeline Authority, Lynn Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources be the experts at those. And they're really good. They do a nice job with them. So hope to see you there. Looking forward to see you broadcasting live all both days, actually. Three shows, What's on Your Mind, tomorrow. And Ken Merritt, MW Industries, will be Thursday in Dunn Center, and then also Energy Matters from Kenmare during the event tomorrow. So it should be lots of fun. Okay, we have 22 past 10, 10:22 on the program, and welcome your calls, questions, and comments here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple of Facebook conversations going on about whether or not North Dakota needs an anti-bullying law. One of the newspapers over the weekend did a assessment of the legislative action that put in place a requirement for the schools to have a plan. And 1 in 4 North Dakota high school students, 25.4%, reported that they were bullied at school in 2013. 17% said they were bullied online, according to a risk behavior study. That is up slightly from a survey 2 years earlier. Okay, and continues to track upwards. I guess the first year they did a survey tracking bullying was back in 2009. And so, according to the news report at least, Pat Springer wrote this for Forum News Service newspapers, North Dakota has yet to show that it has turned a corner on school bullying 2 years after this law that required each district to have a plan aimed at curbing the problem. So we're asking, in light of that, does that alarm you? Do you think you would support an anti-bullying law? Would a law with penalties actually curb potential bullies? Is there another way to go about this? Interesting debate taken off on our Facebook page. Yana Murdahl from Concerned Women for America weighed in. She said, North Dakota passed anti-bullying laws in 2011, so it's already on the books, folks. Concerned Women for America opposed it and were subsequently called pro-bullying. There you go. These laws are emotional responses to hard cases, and such cases never, ever make for good legislation. Some things are just plainly not fixed by legislation. I remember when several lawmakers, conservative at that, voiced to me that we have to do something. Anyhow, the policies that came out for schools after this puts undue long-term pressure on teachers that are not justified. Looks and feels good, but does nothing for kids. But puts long-term fears on schools. Once again, politically convenient laws, but practically senseless. Myrna then says, well, so nothing is done? Let the bullies win because it's hard to legislate? I think if a kid or an adult is caught bullying, an immediate $1,000 fine might work. We can give fines for speeding, running red lights. I see it's going on, and it's devastating. Bullies start with words, but eventually lead to physical abuse, some with permanent damage. I've also seen this happen, too. First thing asked is, why didn't you report it before? Seems to get lost in the system somewhere. Thinking animals have more rights than people, says Myrna. Peggy weighs in. I think if you or a child sees bullying happening, confront the bully. And the bully should be confronted without retaliation from teachers or anyone else. The responsible child will know what to do because he or she is taught at home. Doreen says, an anti-bull law? Are there too many cows in the state? Oh, wait. Never mind. I always love it that we have somebody that injects a little humor in it. Bullying, not bull. Just so you know, Doreen. But nice try. Anyway, your take, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We also dug into a story on DUI numbers, because you may remember the last legislative session did pass laws that went into effect a year ago now. And year to year in the state, numbers of DUI convictions are actually down from 8,200 to 6,600 in the most recent annual reporting period. Wayne Stengem, the attorney general, is citing that. By the way, somebody said I referred to Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, as attorney general earlier. If I did, I apologize. Maybe it's because we're talking about the attorney general, Wayne Stengem's reaction to DUI laws, and I was also talking about Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, meeting Paul McCartney and welcoming him into the state and also inviting him to the 125th birthday celebration, trying to find out if he's going to be coming or not. Can hardly wait. What else? Well, here's a call that came in about a caller earlier. At the beginning of the program, we had a caller from San Francisco, David, responding to the fact that it was the 50-year anniversary of Barry Goldwater's famous speech in California, and he was quite critical of Barry Goldwater and the Vietnam War. And this caller responds.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to suggest that the condition the economy is in.
All right. That's the wrong call. Sorry, that call actually was for our diversion guests, and we did play that particular call already. So anyway, wrong one. Where is the caller here for our California guest? I think I found it here. Here we go.
Okay, Scott, I'm livid. Tell David, check his timeline and facts on Vietnam. If he wants to hate somebody, hate the French. Prior to World War II, it was French Indonesia, and they wanted to keep it after the war, and they got their butts kicked in the 50s, and then you left the mess up to the United States. And check the timeline from 59 to 68, all the major events have a Democrat footmark on it. And it wasn't until 69 and into the 70s where you started turning it down. It was a sick war, and I was in the military at the time, and
take your point. Pushing back on David's facts on who's to blame. Thanks. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Give us a call.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings. Anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Emailer says, gee, just what we need, more Big Brother telling us how to live our lives. When does constructive criticism become bullying? Am I bullying my kids when I tell them to do something? Where does all this male bovine excrement stop? Male bovine
what?
Excrement.
Wow.
Would that be long for BS, I guess?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's a more subtle way of... of saying it, yeah.
I'll tell you where. With a totalitarian state where nobody but the elites have any rights, says the emailer. Scott says, why is it that the first answer for anything today is pass another law? It starts in the home with proper parenting. Teach your children respect and morals. Laws cannot take the place of morals. All we are doing is making ourselves into a nation of laws instead of a nation of morals. All right. Sharon says bullying has always been there, has always gone on. It will never go away because there will always be someone who will pick on another person for a multitude of reasons. It happens in schools. It also happens in the workforce. There are those who will call that bullying because now it has a face and a name. People want to pass laws to fix that. More laws won't help. It begins in the home with the teaching of morals and the attitude of mind your own business and leave other people alone. All right. Some insightful online comments today, appreciate those. Welcome your calls as well. We have a half hour here left. And by the way, we are talking about what's on our mind because of some stories specifically on bullying, also on the DUI laws. We talked a little bit about the new financing proposal on the diversion project in Fargo-Moorhead, creatively landing collateral standpoint on the backs of taxpayers, but not ultimately for them having to pay because the sales tax would fund it, but this would fast-track the financing of the project. That's what's on our mind, but anything goes here today. So if you want to talk about the Paul McCartney concert last night, maybe you were at the Paul McCartney concert over the weekend and you want to rave about it. Well, then let us know. Tell us how it was. Brag a little bit. That's fine. We're up for it. 800 or anything on your mind. Maybe it's something we've not even brought up. It's time to bring the crickets back, Todd.
Remember
the crickets?
You're
trying to round up the
Buddy
crickets?
Holly. I remember the crickets, sure. Yeah.
No, the crickets was our...
I know.
The crickets were our cue to call. In other words, if you hear crickets, it means there's lines open and we want to know what's on your mind.
Sure.
Kind of a lame cricket there.
Yeah. It's a human cricket. What does a 6-foot cricket sound like? You tell me.
Anyway, so without actually hearing the crickets, we'll just tell you the crickets mean it's the cue to call. Would you tell us what's on your mind here at 800-228-0550? I do have one other thing on my mind, but I hesitate to bring it up because we spent too much time talking about it last week, and that's Washington, D.C. politics.
The cricket was asleep. That was, as soon as I tap it on the side, it woke right up.
Especially woke up the crickets.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And that is designed to wake you up to weigh in. Anyway, what I'm talking about is Attorney General. Now, this is the U.S. Attorney General, not the the one commenting on the state's DUI numbers. Eric Holder is his name. He said last week or over the weekend, I forget which, that racial animus is leading to the, in other words, if you and I dislike the policies of Barack Obama, we're racist. Really, we're saying we don't like this policy, immigration, the border crisis, the economy, you know, take your pick, EPA. But really what we mean is we just don't like the president because he's racist. These guys love playing the race. That one really stuck in my craw, although I got to admit it happens so often and so many times that you just get numb to it. Yeah, whatever. They're saying the same stuff. But would be curious of your reaction to that. From the Attorney General of the United States, that criticism of the president and of him, by the way, he's a victim here, too, of this criticism, is rooted in racial animus. Is he right or wrong? Well, something else on my mind. But bullying, DUI, financing of the diversion, those are just a couple of things we suggest we welcome anything. Free for all to the top of the hour. Tell us what's on your mind. Casper in Linton's going to weigh in.
Yes, you talk about the lawyers and politicians talk about laws. The Uniform Code of Military Justice, why they didn't enforce it and execute that killer from Fort Hood, Texas? He's getting $150,000 a year sitting in jail. He should have been. He should be shot on the Rose Garden, in the south of the lawn. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, Casper, wow. You're going to have to find me the part of the UN, United States Military Code of Justice that suggests that criminals be shot on the, was it the Rose Garden? Is that what he suggested? He said the Rose Garden. I wasn't aware that was in the Military Code of Justice. Were you?
What a drive-by call, huh? Fire and then vroom, gone.
Yeah, all right. Tim in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Take it away, Tim.
Hi, that's Tim.
It is. Go ahead.
Hey, one thing I want to bring up is, and this has been brought up on the show before, is beehives close to the road. I thought that the state had made some kind of legislature decision that beehives were supposed to be set off of the road by so many miles or so many feet. And this last weekend, again, I went out riding my bike, and on both sides of the road, there's beehives, and basically I got stung four times in less than a quarter of a mile. And what I don't understand is the bees are basically their livestock. I don't see farmers letting their cattle roam across the road and stuff like that. And I would really like to see us make some kind of law, because there's a lot of people that are allergic to bees, and it can be deadly. Not only that, when people are driving down the road, getting stung and stuff isn't good either. And I'm wondering, so, you guys know, is there any kind
of... You said you were stung four times, you said?
Four times within less than a quarter of a mile, because I was riding my Harley, and from bees flying up or hitting the windshield or getting inside of your coat and stuff like that.
Wow. And I have no idea of this... regulation you're talking about, or law, or whatever it is, if it in fact exists. So maybe we can find somebody in our audience that can let us know whether or not you're accurate, that there is some sort of a law, ordinance, setback, whatever, for beehives. Also, wouldn't mind hearing from some folks in the industry, because the bee population has been down and has been perplexing folks on what's happening. I'm curious if this year is any improvement in that. I haven't really heard what the scoop is, but we'll try and get you an answer. We'll try and get you an answer as well, Tim. But it's a double reason for somebody
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not sure if there's actually a law that's out there. I thought that a bait of North Dakota was trying to get something passed, and I don't understand why a farmer, and I guess bees would be considered their livestock, why they would want to put them so close to the road, knowing that there's going to be vehicles, even on country roads. I mean, people that are out driving around, it's not safe for people, you know. So I appreciate your
time.
We'll
see if anybody knows, Tim. Yep, appreciate you raising it. That's why we ask. Thanks, Lauren. Driving the highway. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Somebody could have talked about this earlier, and I could have missed it, but I have a question of what do they mean doubling of the special assessments? What if you don't have any special assessments? What is it going to double from, you know?
Well, what they're basically saying is, and again, this is a creative financing mechanism for the diversion. They don't anticipate that the property owners are ever going to have to pay this special assessment because the sales tax is what's paying it. But by using it as a collateral, they could do it. So, you know, for instance, they used a couple examples here. If you had a home valued at $200,000 in South Fargo, you'd pay about $540 each year over 30 years for a diversion-related special assessment, and between $2,000 and $4,000 for a flood insurance payment. So under this mechanism, it would be double what it was previously proposed to be because they're going to this creative way of financing it. But again, they're sort of saying, trust us, you're not going to have to pay this. So that's the double. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. All right, well, thank you.
So you bet. So it wouldn't matter if you don't have special assessments now. It's basically talking what's doubling is what the cost would be for, you know, what was originally proposed versus using this new financing mechanism, as I understand it. Appreciate the call. Jonathan Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on this immigration issue at the border. Do you think they say that these young children and all have been coming over for like 9 months now, but do you think the heightened increase could have something to do with summertime break and all that stuff? Do you think Camp USA should come to a close now and send them all back to school if they're virgin countries? Do you think because
yeah,
summer
well, my,
break?
My take is, and we've seen this work in the past when these have come up, when you make an aggressive enforcement. I mean, one of the reasons that many people believe the numbers have increased to the extent they have is because of an executive order signed by the president back in 2012. And if you go back and look when it was signed and the increase in numbers, it started there. Okay. So in other words, it's flat the 10 years prior to that. But since this executive order, which said basically you can't deport migrant children and from these other countries, from these Honduras, Guatemala, and the others. So that's what needs to change. And I think if you number one, expedite it, and you know, make it very public, whether it's you know, flights back to these you'd make an impact, because then parents who are shelling out thousands of dollars for these traffickers to send their kids up there are going to go, well, wait a minute, I'm going to shell this money out, and they're going to come back anyway. I'm not going to do it anymore. That'd be my take, Jonathan. I don't know. What's yours?
I hear you. I'll take that as a good answer.
But I don't think it's summertime. I think it's unfortunately, sadly, horrendous conditions in many of these countries. And, you know, I saw a story in USA Today, I think on Friday, about, you know, a mom who just saw, you know, all this drug activity, all this gang activity, and just wanted her daughter out of harm's way. Greg in Bismarck may have an answer for the B question. There's one of two waiting to weigh in here. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, yeah, it isn't an answer. It's just, well, it's one reason they're disappearing, they're getting so rare. Every time I pass a beehive, there must be 500 bees on my windshield. They never used to put them so close to the road. You could drive by them and look at them out there, but think of all the vehicles killing all the bees because they're so close to the road. I agree with that Harley rider. He must have been hurting that day.
Yeah, ouch, no kidding. And what we're looking for, if we can find one, is someone that either explains whether or not there was ever a debate about setback and where they needed to go. Second of all, why they're that close to the road. Greg in Bismarck wants to weigh in on this too. Terry in Bismarck on the DUI stuff. Other calls, welcome, 800-228-0550.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. The premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2- and 3-bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, provides current, accurate, detailed weather data for North Dakota. It consists of more than 70 automated weather stations across North Dakota and border regions of surrounding states. Weather data is retrieved daily from each station, checked for validity, and made available early each morning on the NDON website, ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu. This website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models to help soybean farmers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. The North Dakota Soybean Council encourages all soybean farmers to check out the NDON website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
On the bees being set back from the highway. I don't know if people realize it or not, but the bees are going to fly where they want to go, and they travel very long distances. If you set the bees back 500 feet from the roadway, they just got to travel 500 feet further to get to wherever they're going to get their pollen for their hive. Thanks.
Thanks for the call, and here's another.
I'd like a little more information on the bees myself. Last year, a neighboring property had beehives on it, and they were looking for water. They didn't have water set up for them. So they were looking for water, and they ended up in my yard. And we couldn't even go out of the house because there were so many honeybees out in our yard. It wasn't until the fall when they finally moved them that they were rid of the honeybees. I'd like to know if there's something that's supposed to be done about that, where they're supposed to provide water for the bees. Thanks.
I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Terry and Bismarck, let's get to you next. And we're still looking for experts on the bee issue to address a couple of these questions. So if you're in the biz, give us a buzz.
Ooh. Oh, boo.
Yeah, 800-228-0550-701-258.
I cannot believe you did that.
0550. Terry and Bismarck got a good chuckle out of it anyway. Hi, Terry. How are you?
Yeah, I'm with him. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway.
I was trying to spice up a Monday, Terry. You know what I'm saying?
You did it. You did it.
Good. True.
Okay. What I was calling about was I'm not real clear on all this DUI stuff, but I recently became aware of a situation that to me sounds unfair, and after having a conversation with a friend who's an attorney, I found out that something that North Dakota has implemented is actually been declared unconstitutional in other states. And I know there was a news story on KFYR a while back about an attorney who representing somebody who had gotten a DUI who was challenging some portion of this as well. And I was wondering if you could do a little more research on it. And basically, it's they're treating the DUI people guilty prior to court. So if you are offered the chance to take a breathalyzer or whatever process it is that they use to determine that you are legally drunk when they come to arrest you, if you didn't decline it, you're admitting to guilt. And that, to me, just does not seem right. I mean, you know, as it's not that I'm in favor of people driving drunk. I'm absolutely not. But, you know, let's keep it.
Let me just play devil's advocate a moment here, Terry. If in fact I was able to do that, so I'm driving under the influence and I'm pulled over for reasons suspecting that I'm driving under the influence. The officer wants to give me a breath. I know that I can refuse it and get off and not be charged. Well, of course I'm going to refuse it. Right, I'm not gonna take it.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but this is the part that I'm struggling with. I thought we are a country that you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, well, I think the at that point what happens is, and if I'm not mistaken, they actually take you for a blood test. Right, and can you refuse a blood test too?
Yeah.
I don't know. But,
Once I was told by this attorney, and hopefully he knows his stuff, that the police are supposed to ask you if you're willing to submit to this test, and you have the option of saying yes or no. And once you say no, that's it. They're supposed to be done. Now, I've heard of officers who've offered, a couple different times, will you submit to and if they, I now here, don't quote me, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I know that I've heard of if you're too drunk to really make a sound decision, they take you to the hospital, and that's when they do the blood test.
Right, which I think you can refuse that, too.
Mm-hmm.
The issue at hand here is, you were pulled over for suspicion of drunk driving. To confirm it is the blood test to find out if you're over the limit. If you refuse that, then you're charged. I empathize with the fact that if you allowed the refusal, nobody would take the test. But I hear your point, Terry, on some concerns there. I want to get one more quick call in. Barbara has some info on the bees. I want to get this in. We have only a minute left, Barbara, but what can you tell us?
Hi. Well, I make rose hip jam, wild rose hip jam, and wild rose petal jam, and dry the petals, and all kinds of things. To date, this season, in the past month, I have collected the petals of over 3,000 wild roses in my yard. And every day that I'm out there, there are numerous bees, from the big fat bumblebees to the smaller to the middle size. I don't even know all the names of them. there's got to be hundreds of bees in my yard on the petals or on the pollen of the roses. And as I collect all the petals, I just pull them up so that I can leave the pollen and have the rose hips this fall. And I have not been bitten once ever in 10 years. And I don't know, I think it must be fear, and I want to dispel the fear of people to be afraid of bees. Don't, because I've never been bitten or stung, and if anyone should, it should have been me at least once in all of this. I mean.
All right. Barbara, thank you for that, and suggest the population might be robust, too, so I might have gotten my answer on that one, too. Anyway, interesting perspectives. Didn't get all the answers, but we'll continue to try. Love finding out what's on your mind, folks. Thanks for calling. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. We're in Kenmare for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest tomorrow. See you there. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. You ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Poor markets to cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at tobeyoungagain.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life, or dial 855-79-YOUNG. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at tobeyoungagain.com, or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG. tobeyoungagain.com